Plainfield, New Hampshire residents are still upset about noise coming from a shooting range in Heartland, Vermont. So Vermont's Fish and Wildlife Commissioner wants to limit the range's hours, require a hunting or fishing license for those who use it, and beef up supervision. But as VPR's Charlotte Albright reports, the commissioner got an earful from both sides at this week's hearing about the proposal.
Hammond Cove in Heartland is the only public shooting range in Vermont. In 2012, the Department of Fish and Wildlife renovated the facility. Now, Fish and Wildlife Commissioner Lewis Porter concedes the range is getting more use and therefore creating a bigger noise problem than had been expected. At a hearing about proposed new rules in Heartland, Porter faced a vocal audience from both sides of the river.
The measures that are being discussed, the reduced hours, I'm afraid we're scratching the surface here. It's driving me out of my home.
Dan Dewey lives across the river in Plainfield, only about 300 feet from the targets. He says the range was poorly designed and acts as an amphitheater that funnels sound across the water. And opponents say property values have dropped by as much as 40% because of the noise. Rob Taylor is a Plainfield selectman.
It pulls down one house. It's no big deal, but it starts pulling down multiple houses in a section of our town. It's going to have an impact on the rest of the taxpayers, having to bring up the rest of the load, which is already a big problem in the town. I don't have to tell you guys about that.
Ironically, about 60% of the range users come from New Hampshire. But it was mostly Vermonters who objected to new rules, including Tim Thibodeau from Heartland.
I applaud you for the range, but to appease a few complaints and making the rest of us suffer,
I disagree. I appreciate that. I understand exactly what you're saying. But we have a responsibility to answer the objections from folks, the problems that folks are seeing on both sides of the river. So, appreciate it.
But striking that balance won't be easy. Porter says the geography of the site makes substantial noise mitigation nearly impossible. But requiring licenses, he hopes, will at least make it possible to levy penalties on shooters who break the new rules, which also ban firing more than 6 rounds per magazine. Plainfield resident Mike Yeager says Porter's proposal doesn't go far enough. He urged him to use Hammond Cove as a model of mitigation for other sites under review or reconstruction.
I know you have other ranges that you want to develop in the state. Don't turn your back on this one until the job's done. Please. Because it's not solved yet.
Porter promised to do what he could to reduce noise from Hammond Cove, but fully enclosing it would be too expensive, and shutting it down, he says, would send shooters into unsupervised gravel pits around the state. The final rules will be posted soon on the Fish and Wildlife website. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.